Davis, he former MTSU basketball coach now at Ole Miss. Good morning, Kermit. How you doing?
Morning, Coach.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Greg. Good to be with you guys. Doing well, just at home and watching a little golf. I got a golf tournament on the course where I live in today. I'm not playing. They wouldn't let me play. My handicap's too high. So I'm sitting there watching a little bit from the window.
So they let you watch. That's good.
They let me watch and maybe serve them a few cocktails later on today. That's about what I'll do on the course.
And I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to introduce our other guest on right now. Go ahead, Kermit.
Well, it's a pleasure for me. You know, when you call your dad, and he's 85 years old, your best friend, and you've got a heck of a life. And you know, I introduce him as the 1970 SEC Coach of the Year. Now he lives in Tupelo, and he is kind of my associate head coach at Ole Miss. So we call him Big Kerm right here in Mississippi. And so, Dad, great to have you with us. You're with a couple of great guys, Tom and Greg.
Well, don't y'all get upset because I'll probably forget what we're talking about here in the next couple of minutes.
that just made you're in good company.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, that's great. But it's good to have an opportunity to speak to y'all. And then Greg, named Pogue. Where are you from?
Kentucky. I'm a Kentucky Pogue.
Okay. Well, I had one of my best friends was John Pogue from up in Senatobia that played a little basketball at Mississippi State when I was there. But anyway, well, it's great that I get an opportunity to visit with you a little bit. And I know y'all, it's unreal. I coached for a number of years and love coaching. I played and love playing. And the thing that got me the most nervous was watching Kermit and his brother Bill play. And then that wasn't near as tough as watching a game with Kermit coaching.
Yep.
So it's just, you know how you pull for your children and the whole deal. But it's a pleasure to have him back close to home and where we have an opportunity to go see him play. And it's great to get an opportunity to visit with y'all.
Well, we're going to jump in. It's Big Kerm and Little Kerm the rest of the way, okay? Because that's the...
All right.
Now, Big Kerm, tell me, was Little Kerm a better coach or a better basketball player?
That's not even...
he's a good coach, but I think he's the best basketball player.
I know fathers like to brag on their sons when they play. But please don't get this one wrong. I think it's pretty easy
one
there.
Oh, me. No, it was really fun to watch him play, but I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday and talking about, you know, him playing, and then now he's coaching his sons, 9 and 11 years old, and, you know, how nervous he gets. And that's just the way he is, and y'all probably know that. But it's been a pleasure for me to have the opportunity to see Kermit and Bill playing, and now especially to watch Kermit's teams play.
Yeah, Big Kerm, I was just fortunate enough to work alongside of your son for 10 years of his 16-year tenure at MTSU, and I can attest of just the best men's basketball coach I've ever been around in college basketball. But I'm in an interesting spot now. I kind of mirror what you guys are going through. I'm a third, so I'm little Tom in my circle. and now I'm in our family business working with my father. So I want you guys, take us inside a basketball conversation between the coaches Davis and who comes out on top on that when there may or may not be an agreement or disagreement.
And Kerm Jr., we'll start with you.
All right. You know, we talk about it every day. And you know, from Dad's carport guys to the pavilions, about 50 minutes. So for him and Mom to be able to get over to the games and, you know, it's such a great place to watch. But every time when he goes, I do all of my media stuff. And it's about a 15-minute drive back home, obviously. So I'll call him when my radio show is over. And usually get him about 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll kind of go over the game. And, you know, we love talking. He loves talking about guys I should have played. You know, I need to play more. But he is. He's still got a great basketball mind, and he loves coming to watch practice. But he still wins it, and there's no doubt that I'm still the second best coach in this family. I'll guarantee you that.
Well, Big Kern,
I disagree with that. He's better than the old man was, you know. But we've had it was unreal when he was growing up, and Bill had come to the Coliseum and shoot and play and just how he would get involved, you know, about, you know, just playing the game. And then when he got ready to go to college, he graduated Mississippi State, played there a while, and then he got ready to this last year. Excuse me. We talked about him going to getting his the fifth year, getting his master's.
Yep.
So he said, "Well, Dad, what do you think I'm? What am I going to major?" I said, "Well, I might get you in school, and maybe business school, because I always told them they need to really get maybe just get out of physical education and get in business." And he looked at me and he said, "Dad, one thing I want you to know, and you know it, you know what I want to do. All I want to do is coach." I said, "Well, that's fine, that's fine." So I talked with the other, got him in administration and education, and he went ahead and graduated. And the thing that I was proud of, the first job he got, he was like 23 years old, and he was the first job, he went to Southwest Junior College as a head basketball coach. And I'll never forget going to see him play, and he'd be sitting over there, and I'd forget looking over there whether he was one of the players or, you know, or the coach. He wasn't. He didn't look any older than the rest of them, you know.
Dad, and you know, you talked about the business, and I promise you this. The only reason I got that job is I could teach two business classes. I'm serious. There was guys more qualified than me. And you remember Coach Holmes' dad, who was the president, great, great man.
Oh yeah, and great guy.
To death, but I got to coach. I taught two business classes, and I mean that dean was all over me because I wasn't the greatest business teacher by any means. That was harder than coaching basketball, but that's great advice because it got me my first job, I promise you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, coaching is really something, and me and Kermit talk about this. Y'all remember Coach Rutt. Coach Rutt was coaching there when I was the first player that Coach McCarthy signed at Mississippi State when he became the head coach. And boy, you mentioned Kentucky and mentioned Adolph Rupp, and everybody kind of got nervous. And he and Babe and Coach Rupp didn't get along to begin with because we would hold the ball, and Coach Rupp didn't like that. But ended up, I coached, and he was when Coach Rupp was coaching, and we got to be good friends. And I'd tell y'all a little story. One time I went to the NCAA finals up in St. Louis. I believe that's right. And Memphis State was playing
UCLA. Yeah.
UCLA.
Yeah, Larry Finch and that crew.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. They were tough. But anyway, when I went in the hotel where I was staying, as I was walking through, Coach Rupp was over there, and he excuse me, he talked, you know, kind of funny. He says, "Kermit, where are you going?" I said, "Well, I'm gonna go up and just put my clothes up and come back down." He said, "Well, I'll just wait right here when you get back." So I went back down there. And so he went up and he said, "What do you want to do?" I said, "Well, you want to go down here?" I said, they got a little place that told me right down here, oh, Joe Dean and them has got a deal open. He says, "Kermit, they don't have nothing but Coca-Cola's down there." Really? Yeah. Well, we ended up, we found out, went upstairs, and they had a place up there, and we go in, and he got a vodka and water, and I got some kind of, I don't know.
I know you were drinking
bourbon.
Scotch, but you were drinking.
Yeah, I had a little scotch. Anyway, we had, he said he just wanted one. So we got ready to go. He says, I believe I'll have one more. I'll take it with me. So we went down, walking down the hall. And I mean, y'all, you just have to be around Coach Rupp to know what kind of fella he was. And he was kind of on the committee of the NCAA, you know, Final Four deal. And he told me, he says, Carmen, why don't you go with me? He said, I'll let you have my tickets. I don't have to use them. And, you know, mine's probably a little better than the ones you got. I said, okay, thanks, Coach. So we walked down, and we go down, and the hotel deal was where you kind of walked across the floor and would go up another side over there. And so we started to get out of the elevator, and he says, Kermit, do you mind taking my drink? We're going to walk across the deal there. He said, you know you're not quite as well-known as me. I mean, he just tell you, I said, okay. So he told me the damn truth. He gave me his two tickets. And then we went out to the ball game, the whole deal. But he really was. He was some kind of guy.
Kermit Jr., Ole Miss, and Kermit Sr., head coach of Mississippi State, played at Mississippi State for, as he just said, the legendary Babe McCarthy. Kermit, I want to talk a little bit about this season. How disappointing was, I know you got the win coming back to play at MTSU back in mid-December, but no one was there to see it, and it was going, not a coronation, but a homecoming. And I know a lot of friends were wanting to come out and see you, and have any friends that you had made during you and Betty and the girls, Claire and Allie, and especially Allie, who's
the queen
of Murphy Center. Yeah, it would have been nice to have a lot of people there, but you know, that's the way things were this year.
Yeah, it was. COVID was different, and you know, I'll say this about Tom, and you know, and God, we were lucky, Tom. There was a bunch of winning going on in men and women's basketball. You guys were so good with Rick, and I always appreciate so much how you guys welcomed Allie. And I'm telling you, Tom, she still watches every single Blue Raider women's game. She does. I'm not telling you. She gets on her iPad. She's listening to it. She follows it. And it was just from those days when Rick and all you guys, so accommodating to her, and She loved going. But yeah, it was. COVID was just, it was different. You know, it was just throughout the year. I always say it, I was so impressed by the men and women college basketball players across the country, just how hard they played with no atmosphere for nearly all year long. And I think that's just a tribute to how much they really wanted to play. And so it's going to be nice. You know, baseball right now here is full capacity, which is good. It's going to be full capacity for football, and we expect the same for basketball. So it'll be nice to get everybody back in the pavilion and throughout college basketball next year.
Yeah, Coach, to kind of bridge that gap, I'll say this, and I'll get to my question. I thought one of the best coached and strategically managed games I watched all year long was your home game against Tennessee in that second half, and changing to the half-court trap. I still tell people the way that game was manipulated and really managed by yourself and your staff, just outstanding. I just wanted to throw that in. But here's my question. So it's my opinion now, and Big Kerm has already alluded to it. You know, what made the SEC great back in the day was your personalities and your coaching. You know, you could one name was synonymous with each school. I think we're getting back to that now with the SEC, and you both can talk to this, of how great the coaching is on the sideline, both back in your day, Big Kerm, and right now, Coach Davis, what you're seeing every night at Ole Miss.
Yeah, and Dad, you can kind of start it out and talk about, you know, from Ray Mears at Tennessee and some of those really good coaches back when you were in the SEC.
Oh, it was really good. Coach Beers, when you played Tennessee, you know, they would kind of hold the ball. They'd do a lot of things. But he was a really, really a heck of a coach. And old Joe B. Hall, after Coach Rupp left at Kentucky. But throughout the SEC, there was really some good coaches. And you had to get ready because you could get beat, you know, any time. And that's the way it is right now with Kermit and them, that there's good coaches and good players, you know, in the SEC. It's amazing to me, you know, just how things has changed since the time I coached. And one of the big things is the way players can play 1 year and then move with Ole Miss and go the next year to Mississippi State and play. And you couldn't do that back, you know, when I was coaching. You had to get out, and you just didn't see that much. But it really has. It's a very tough thing, and it's a lot of good players and a lot of good coaches, not only in the SEC, but throughout the country. And I really, really enjoy going to see, you know, the basketball games. And over at Ole Miss, they've got as fine a facility it is as anywhere you go. And there's no doubt about it, just how nice it is. And it's crazy, but y'all know well, you know, how it is with your family. You know, I love Mississippi State, played there. Kermit played there. And rather beat Ole Miss than anybody when I was coaching. But some of the best friends, really, that I had was Ole Miss, guys that played over there, went to school there, and the same way throughout the SEC. You know, it's a great, great conference and a great place to be, to coach and to play.
Well, you know,
Tell them, Dad, what was the most you made at Mississippi State as a head coach? The pay has gone up just a tad since Dad has. So what's the most you made?
Now, there was so much I can't remember. No, you know, I think the biggest salary I had was coaching was $25,000 a year.
Wow.
At 77. And then when I left him, I just went with the Bulldog Club fundraising. And it wasn't long till I was, you know, making $50,000-$55,000 a year. But that is a little bit of change of what's going on now in coaching. But $25,000 a year.
Allie wouldn't work for that right now.
Pardon?
Allie wouldn't work for that right now, Coach.
Well, hell no, not over a week or two. No, you're exactly right about that.
Yeah, I read a quote Big Kerm, I kid Kerm about it now. Hell, he makes more in half a week than I made in a year.
That's right. That's right. And look, that's true. And that's about the truth throughout the country. You know, it's just the way it was. But it wasn't Mississippi State wasn't paying an awful lot. But really, football made more. But it's gone up, and I'm really proud because it's deserving. That's good.
Now, Big Kerm, you almost went to Ole Miss, right?
Yeah, matter of fact, when I was in high school, I went down to Ole Miss my junior year, and, you know, they didn't have the deals they had then. Stayed, I don't know, 3 or 4 days, and I had planned to go, and then that's when Coach McCarthy, we was playing in a ball and tournament, and he walked up to me over there after the semifinal game. We was going to play championship game the next day, and shook hands with me. He had called. He was the official. He had called some games when I played, and he asked me where I thought I was going to school. And I told him I thought I was going to Ole Miss. He said, "Well, I need to talk to you." He said, I'd kind of wish you'd go to Mississippi State. Said, it's a fella that's going to go down there. He knows you and you know him. I think y'all will get along fine. And I really believe you think about that. So I went home and talked to my mother and daddy about it. I go back over there and I said, he was there at the finals. And I said, you talked about me going to Mississippi State, but I'd like to know who the coach is going to be. He said, well, let me come and talk to you. And so we went down to the dressing room, and he looked at me and he said, Kermit, I'm going to be the coach at Mississippi State. So we shook hands right there in the old Baldwin dressing room and shook hands and said, well, that'll be great. I'd love to go. And so that's the way I went to Mississippi State.
All right, who's got company? Kerm, Big Kerm, or Little Kerm? Who's got the company coming in?
Matter of fact, it's me. I got a guy coming in that's going to – wait a minute. Good to see you. Have a good time. I've got baseball tickets.
Baseball tickets.
Ole Miss is playing.
That's awesome.
Today, tomorrow.
We're going to get you on the day,
I use my tickets.
Bulldogs today. I know that.
So he's coming to pick them up.
Oh, me.
That'll be a big deal down there today, man. Ole Miss and Mississippi State both seats about 12,000. And that thing will be rocking and rolling. It'll be full.
I just thought it was one of those golfers looking for a drink, Little Kerm. So
No, not yet.
No, little drink, I'd ought to drink it. No, I'm just kidding you. I don't do that, dog, anymore.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys, we got to go. We could sit here all day long. And one of the coolest things that I've ever with Big Kerm, I gave him I bought a Pete Maravich bio, gave it to him, and I went and bought another one.
Well, that's fantastic. I won't ever forget that.
Yep. We were stuck on a plane in St. Thomas or somewhere.
I really appreciate having the opportunity to get to visit with y'all, and that's good. That really is. And I hope you continue to do what you're doing, because you do a hell of a job in it, I guarantee you.
Kerm Jr., thank you, man. You know who the star of this interview was. You knew that going in.
There's no doubt about that. I'm so glad you had us both on the time. Great to hear your voice, Greg. Appreciate you. We'll see you soon, okay?
All right, I'll be by about 4 for that cocktail. So, anyway.
Come on.
All right. All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you, man.